this is the first installment of the Scripture and Reflection blog podcast. It's an experiment, so I'm going to see how it goes, and let me know via some feedback if you enjoyed it or if there should be improvements. I'd like to start this off, since we are looking at Scripture and we're going to reflect on that Scripture in the love of Jesus, with a prayer to the Holy Spirit. So in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle in us the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, so that we shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, you instructed the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant in us the same Spirit, so that we may be ever truly wise, and always rejoice in his consolation. In Jesus Christ we pray, amen. So we're looking today at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 17, lines 14 through 20. And we're going to take a look at that first and then make some comments on it based on the blog entry I put on the internet today. So let me start with reading the Gospel. A man came up to Jesus, knelt down before him and said, "Lord, have pity on my son who is a lunatic and suffers severely. Often he falls into the fire and often into water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Jesus said in reply, "O faithful and perverse generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I endure you? Bring the boy here to me." Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him. And from that hour, the boy was cured. Then the disciples approached Jesus in private and said, "Why could we not drive it out?" He said to them, "Because of your little faith. Amen, I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." So if we examine this scripture, we can see a couple of things at work here. As a desperate father approaches our Lord, we see an example of faithful, loving intercession. The father knows that Jesus is the only one who can heal his son, and the father approaches Jesus in faith, asking for his mercy. He says, "Lord, have mercy on my son." Notice also that the father briefly mentions the disciples' failure. In stark contrast, we see Jesus express frustration in the disciples' lack of faith when he says, quote, "You faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you?" Quickly, then, we see here that Jesus rebukes the demon and instantly heals the child. The disciples do not, however, remain silently scolded and try to figure it out on their own, like we do sometimes. They instead privately approach our Lord and ask questions about what they did wrong, looking to repent, looking to draw themselves closer to Jesus. If we recall many moments in the gospel, it is in private prayer and conversation that Jesus reveals very important instruction and truth to his disciples. For instance, the explanation of the parables in the Gospel of Luke, the transfiguration, and the prayer in Gethsemane before Christ's passion. And verses 19 through 20 in this gospel are no different. Jesus says to them that they lack in faith, for it is true faith in Jesus that makes the impossible possible. The faith Jesus mentions, however, is not the size of the great mountain, but the size of the smallest mustard seed. Interesting. The disciples were called by God to a very important ministry, one that we ourselves are called to. They gave up everything to follow our Lord. Naturally, we assume that they had extraordinary faith because they were so close to Jesus. They knew him. They walked with him. They lived with him in the flesh. But their faith lacked, as does ours at times. That the disciples struggled and failed many times is comforting news, for I know there is hope for me and many others that tend to get our faith wrong, fall into temptation, and sink when we are called to faithfully walk with Christ. Just remember Peter in that scene where he's on the boat. They see Jesus. He calls out, "Lord, call me to walk to you." Peter steps off the boat, initially is able to walk, but his faith fails. The key to discipleship, then, is to ask God questions in prayer, seek his direction in faithful fellowship, and pray for the gifts of the Holy Spirit to guide us and reveal what we need to grow closer to Jesus. When we follow the model of the disciples' failures, we grow from their successes. In every instance but one, and that's the instance, of course, of Judas Iscariot and his failure to repent and instead hang himself in desperation, the disciples realize their failure and ask the Lord for forgiveness. The same model that we should follow. Jesus' mercy is without measure for those who seek it. Let us all listen to our failing moments. Seek God's guidance in prayer and fellowship, and plant our mustard seeds of faith, seeds that are given to us by God's grace. I pray that we all follow Jesus in our lives and learn from this great gospel today. God bless you. Grace and peace of the Lord be with you. Amen.